If you go looking for a friend, you'll find they're very scarce. If you go out to be a friend, you'll find them everywhere. That's a quote from Zig Ziglar, and that's what our topic today is, how to be a friend. And if you're watching this video, you and I are in essence friends in some way, shape, or form, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. However, in today's digital age, it's easy to consider someone a friend because you accepted a friend request on Facebook, or they're following you on Twitter, or they're watching a YouTube video, or whatever the case may be, on an email list of yours, something like that. You may consider that a friend, and it may end there. And I just want to challenge you to step up your friendship game, to be more of a friend. And, you know, my grandpa shared with me, you know, that he had a lot of friends, but when it really comes down to it, who are the friends that you can call at any time of the night with anything, good news, bad news, just to chat, just to say, hey, I was thinking of you, what's up? As life progresses and people get busy and families occur and all sorts of fun things happen, it's more and more difficult to have that close group of friends that you can pick up the phone without hesitation and call and chat about anything, good news, bad news, whatever, just to chat, to break up a routine of the day, to break up the routine of the week, whatever. But when you can be that friend and share with people that you're there for them and go above and beyond posting a reply on comment or a like on a comment or a blog or whatever, pick up the phone, call them, and even better, go see them. You know, I've been fortunate here in South Florida. We've had a lot of great friends come by and visit, and it's nice that we're able to do stuff on a business level, but it goes beyond that. We're friends, and we're here to support each other and help each other progress through life in personally and professionally, however we can be there for one another. So a lot of great friends have been down to visit, been on some amazing events. If you haven't been to live events in the marketing world, I mean, shoot, just this year went to the Marketers Cruise, a lot of great friends on the cruise, and then went to Underground event by Yannick Silver, hung out with a lot of great friends there, and solidified some great relationships at both of those places. And then we picked up the phone, and people pick up the phone, call us, and since they're in the area, stop on in type of stuff. And some people made flights in just to hang out, and that's taking that friendship to the next level. And what can you do to support your friends and family? Let's be honest. Our time here is brief. I was there for both of my parents' last breath at 52 years old, my mother passed away, and 56 years old, my father passed away. We're here for a brief amount of time. Who are your family members that you haven't spoken to in a while? Remember those old AT&T commercials that made you cry? Pick up the phone. Your mother, your grandmother, your grandpa is missing you. Pick up that dang phone today and make a call, because there's no guarantee of tomorrow. Who are your close group, close-knit friends? Maybe you see them on Facebook here and there, and you post comments, and you go back and forth. That doesn't cut it. Pick up the phone. Get them on Skype. Do a video chat, whatever the case may be. Step up your game today and be that friend, because guess what? It's nice to have that close group of friends that you can reach out to in your time of just needing to share some good news, share some bad news, just share something that's on your mind, whatever the case may be. But first, you be that friend, and then you'll have more friends that you will have in your tight group that you can go to have them as your friends. So I didn't get a chance to get to the Michael Jackson tune. Somebody's watching me, but I will get to that either tomorrow or the next day. So until tomorrow, make today great.